So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, the ibadah of the qalb is ibadat al-shukr. Ibadat al-shukr. Gratitude. What's the definition of shukr? ظهور أثر النعم الإلهية على العبد في قلبه إيمانا وفي لسانه حمدا وثناء وفي جوارحه عبادة وطاعة. Very beautiful definition. I will explain it in a manner that will translate this Arabic into a detailed English explanation. So shukr is of three parts. By the heart, to believe that the ni'mah, the blessings that we have are from Allah. To believe it in the heart that every blessing I have is from Allah. And by the way, all three together will constitute shukr. Not just one without the rest. All three together constitute shukr. First, in the heart I know, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no ni'mah, no blessing that you have, nothing, except it's from Allah. You are sitting here because Allah permitted so. You are breathing because Allah gave permission for you to breathe. You are going home safely, inshallah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed you're going to get there safe. Everything, your wealth, your health, your children, everything, your intellect, all from Allah azza wa jal. Like we always repeat and we always remind each other, and it's really important, that don't ever attribute all that success to you. Don't ever think because I am smart, I am rich, I am from this country, I am of this color, I am of this family. No. You do your best, and the tawfiq is always from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the first condition to be shakur, and you know, subhanAllah, can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nuh, innahu kana abdan. what an honor for Allah to call you Shakur. Yani, Nuh alayhi salam, Allah called him Shakur. It was said in the explanation that he never ate a bite except he said Alhamdulillah. So first, by the heart, believing that everything is from Allah. And you know, there's something that not too many people know. I know it's a very, very tough question. But anybody knows what is the ayah for the Huffaz before وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Usually when you ask what's the ayah after, it's very easy. But what's the ayah before needs a real Huffaz. Anyway, nobody's going to guess it. So the ayah before ended by saying أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Look at the connection. Because we always, every sheikh quote, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. But look at the ayah before, how it ended. Don't you fear Allah and every ni'mah you have is from Him? And you are fearing other people. What do they say about me? What if? No. Every ni'mah you have from these people, they're not going to take the ni'mahs away from you. SubhanAllah. So first, with the heart, believing it's only from Allah Azza wa Jal. Second, with the tongue, admitting and saying and showing the na'am upon you. Saying Alhamdulillah, showing the na'am. A man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's dressed in a very cheap manner. So he said, do you have some property? He said, yes, many. Do you have this many? Do you have this many? He said, what is this? Let the ni'am of Allah be shown upon you. Of course, without extravagance, but let the ni'am of Allah be shown upon you. Dress up nice. Drive a nice car, ya akhi. You have $10 million and you're driving a I'm not going to name the car. Sheikh, what's wrong with that car? Subhanallah. So it is from the sign, from the shukr, is to show Allah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. But here, side note. Be careful who you're talking to. Who are you telling about your promotion? Who are you telling about your new house, new baby, new car? New, who are you telling? Who are you talking to? It's very important, because this person could have some sick feelings and ill feelings, and he might have the ayn, which is subhanallah. The hadith is two words: al ayn, ish, haq. And that's why another thing is: do not display everything that you eat and everything that you do and everything that everywhere you go and every gift you get, you display it on social media. Imagine I'm looking at social media and brother, look at my new Benz 2025. I just got it after my BMW 2024, and I'm thinking for two nights, how can I pay my rent? I'm boasting about all kinds of food, and my son is crying in the other room. I have no money to get him milk. So be very careful about these things. Now, if you're sitting with the righteous company and you say, Wallah, alhamdulillah, Allahumma lak alhamd, yesterday I got promoted. Or you're telling someone that, alhamdulillah, make dua, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with a baby boy. You know, these are, of course, absolutely. But just be careful. So first, second, with the tongue. Alhamdulillah, always, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Third is with your actions. Third is with your actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know the hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw him performing qiyam. Subhanallah. Until his feet get swollen. Wallahi, I'm not going to ask you, when is your feet got swollen in Qiyam? No. I'm going to ask you, when did you get tired performing Qiyam? Just tired, not swollen. Can you imagine what does swollen mean? Swollen, yani hours and hours. Subhanallah. So, Ya Rasulullah, aren't all your previous future, all your sins are forgiven? Tayyib, this is all extra stuff. What did he say? أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. Shouldn't I be a عبد شكور? طيب, if this is the statement or this is the action of the person who's guaranteed Jannah, how many hours should this faqir perform Qiyam? If the person who is guaranteed Jannah, as a matter of fact, we all know the doors of Jannah will not open to anyone before him, and he's praying all these hours, Ya Akhwan. We hear all these stories and subhanAllah. أَفَلَا أَكُون عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be grateful for this? This is a huge favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. So, first with the heart, second with the tongue, third with the limbs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. اعملوا. Show me. You know, when your kids show me that you're grateful for all the blessings I'm giving you. Show me. Show me by fixing your room, by helping out in the house. Show me. Right? اعملوا. Allah said, not only just by the tongue, thank you, Ya Allah, alhamdulillah. No, show me. By staying away from the haram, by doing extra ibadat. Show me. So all these three constitute shukr. All three of them together. You are in your heart, you know that every ni'mah is from Allah. You are constantly thanking Him with your tongue. And you are proving it. You are using, how do we prove it? By using that ni'mah fi sabilillah. Allah gave me money. I know for a fact it's from Him. I'm telling everybody, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me. So I'm doing the tongue. Third, yalla, orphans, widows, faqir, marid, or have a disaster, masjid, school, yalla. Yeah, use it in the service of Allah. Allah blessed you with eyes. It's not from gratitude to go watch haram. You are not thankful in that ni'mah when you start using those eyes for haram or staring at something that's haram. To show gratitude for this ni'mah, you use it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. And you know what's so beautiful is that salat, salat has all three. In my heart, I'm trying to have khushu'. In my tongue, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, subhana rabbiyal azim. And in my actions, ruku' and sujood. So, shukr, that's why when someone, I always remind you that if somebody comes and approach you and he says or she says, I do not pray. Raise your hand. How many people here in the room know someone that they love, but they do not pray? Come on, guys. No. Everyone. I have, unfortunately, few of them. So how do I approach them? Because we know this is very dangerous. One of the ways to approach them is to remind them, listen, you know, I told one time, Iyad, you, may Allah bless your vision, you lost your eyes. You cannot see anymore. You cannot drive, you cannot work, you cannot see your family, your children, your parents, you cannot see anybody. Khalas, you're blind. And they said, now they come up with a new surgery, right, that can give you your vision back. You were so excited. You went to the doctor. He said, yes, you qualified for the surgery. How much? $5 million. I don't have $5 million. You came, you said, Sheikh, alhamdulillah, there's a surgery for $5 million. I got my vision back. I said, $5 million? Pocket change. Just kidding. No problem. I'll give it to you, Iyad. But one condition. One condition. So Iyad started trembling. What is that condition, ya Sheikh? I thought you're a Sheikh and you want to do something for the Sabilillah. You call me 5 times a day and you say thank you. Good deal? Subhanaka Rabbi. How many blessings Allah gave us. This is just one. This is just one. What about the hearing? What about the mobility? What about the intellect? What about the oxygen for free? What about the kidneys being washed on their own? What about the red cells fighting the white cells as we speak? What about countless amounts of blessings? Just as one, just one. So this is when we tell the people, Yaqi, just to say thank you, thank you, thank you. When do people pray? When do usually people start praying? When, for example, I know a brother, his son got into a car accident and he went into a coma for 11 days. The brother, he doesn't pray, unfortunately. Ya Rab, if my son wakes up, I'm going to start praying. You see? Astaghfirullah, yani he's making a deal. Yani you wake up my son, I'll pray. As if he's doing Allah a favor. Yani you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Astaghfirullah, al-azim, ya akhi, don't you have enough already? Sahih? So many people come back when a calamity hits. I wish I prayed. Ya Allah, give me back my legs. I will pray. Give me back I will start praying. But why don't you pray when Allah is giving? We always give when Allah takes away something. Why don't you give while He's giving? Tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the people in the Quran two kinds. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. You are either grateful or ungrateful. Ma fi third. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. And kafura, like you see, if you do not know Arabic, right? You do not know Arabic. And you, mashallah, you know, like I told you before, a brother told me, if Ibn Kathir can make tafsir, Ibn Ba'jur can make tafsir. Habibi, do you know what Ibn Kathir went through to make tafsir? Khalas, I know Arabic, I can make tafsir. No. If you look at the Quran and you say the word kafir, right? Kafir, all we know is, ish, Nu'man, what's kafir? Non-believer, right? He's a non-believer. Tayyib. The Shaykh just recited Surah Al-Hadid. كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا. Just like a rain that made the kuffar enjoy it. What does the kuffar have to do with the rain? So what does kuffar here mean? Farmers. And mashallah, you are Ibn Ibn Kathir 2024, and you want to make tafsir. So here, kafir does not only, it depends on the context. It could mean non-believer, kafirun, kafirin, whatever, kuffar, or it could mean, ish, ungrateful. What's the other dalil? اذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. طب what does kufr here have to do with it? Either be grateful and do not be ungrateful. Here kufr does not mean non-belief. So that's why we have to learn the Arabic language. So Allah divided the people in the Quran. He divided the people إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. Always. طيب. Now, what's the difference between حمد and شكر? What's the difference between hamd and shukr? Hamd can only be expressed verbally, unlike shukr, which may be expressed verbally in the heart or by actions. Yani when you give me a gift, I don't say hamdan, I say shukran, right? Shukran. And hamd may or may not be in return of a favor or a blessing, unlike shukr. Shukr, which can only be in return for a favor or a blessing. Right? Alhamdulillah, I don't say ash-shukru lillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Whatever comes from you, because alhamd, like Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, even if you went through a calamity, what do you say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Shukr is something happened. There was a transaction, shukran. Okay? This is a quick point. Now, what's the ruling on being a shakur? First, Allah ordered it. Washkuru li, washkuru. It's a verb, amr, order, command. Washkuru li wala takfurun. Allah ordered us to be shakirin. And ishkur li wa li walidayk. I put an alarm because I'm taking so long in my talks, so I put an alarm for 20 minutes. It's already 20 minutes. Okay, quickly. So, ruling on shukr, first, we have to be a shakir to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what are the virtues? If I am a shakir, what are the benefits? What are the rewards? Number one, it's a sign that you are a believer. What's the dalil? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, how wonderful is the case of a believer? If anything good happened to him, shakar, he will be rewarded. And if something bad happened to him, sabr, and he will be rewarded. And this is only for the believer. So number one, it's a sign that you're a believer. Second, it's a reason to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. When you are grateful to Allah, Allah will be pleased with you. Third, safety from punishment. When we are shakur, we are protecting ourselves from the punishment of Allah. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. What would Allah do by punishing you if you are grateful? That means if I am grateful, Allah will not punish me. Fourth, reason to maintain what you have. If you want to have all that health, all that wealth, all these children, whatever na'am you have, being grateful will maintain it and ish, increase it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So you want those ni'mas to keep increasing? Be grateful. Allah promised, if you thank me, I will give you more. The deal with Allah is not like, Samir, you do me a favor, I do you a favor. No, no. I do something, Allah gives me more. I do something, He gives me more. I do something, He gives me more. Not equal, never ever. Never equal with Allah. Wallahu dhul fadl al-azim. The Shaykh just recited. Fifth, huge reward in the akhirah. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Allah left it open. And when Allah leaves a reward open, that means nobody knows what it is. Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, and Allah will give a reward to the shakirin. What is it? Nobody knows. That means it's huge. How do we, finally, I will end with this. How do we become Abid Shakur? How do you become Shakur? First, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. Thank people When someone does you a favor, when someone do anything to you, thank him. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, by thanking people, you are actually thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. By thanking people, you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Second, pondering. Tafakkur bi ayatillah. Pondering upon the greatness of Allah, upon the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You were born not knowing anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the tools to know things, which are the vision and the hearing and the afida. Why? So you can become grateful, right? This is something because everybody loves always something practical. How to be grateful? Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha. What's the evidence that Salatul Duha is a sign that you are a Abd Shakur? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the morning, every bone in our body has to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you say Subhanallah, you thanked one bone. Alhamdulillah, another bone. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then at the end he said, if you don't want to do all that, then pray two rak'ah of duha. You have done the shukr of all your body parts. Duha, 10 minutes after sunrise, all the way till 10 minutes before duhur is valid. What's the best time? Right in the middle, 9:30, 10 o'clock, when you're so busy and you stop everything and you pray two rak'ah. Salatul Duha. As a matter of fact, there's a subhanallah. Samir, go on your phone and ask Siri or ask Google, how many joints in the human body? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1450 years ago, Subhanaka Allah. If anybody have any doubt, you know, or any somebody from our children, tell them to look in this hadith. Inna fil jasad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned it 1450 years ago. You have 360. Google has nothing to do with Islam. 360 joints in your body. Hadith is in Tirmidhi. And every joint has a sadaqah due upon it. 360, he said it 1400 years ago. Which lab he and Umar and Abu Bakr digested to sit down and count how many joints? It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya akhwan, you know the experiment we did years ago. Let's do it again. Everybody, look at me. Everybody, do your hands like this. Everyone, do your hands like this. People watching, you do your hands like this. Okay, keep it like that, okay, for a second. All right, keep it, don't move. Now, imagine you don't have these two joints. You don't have them, okay? Hamza, show me how you make wudu. Isa, show me how you eat. Show me how you shower. Two joints, just two. We cannot live without. Right, how am I gonna eat? How do you wash your face? How do you make wudu? How do you clean yourself? That's just two joints. They missed. They're missing. Subhanaka Rabbi. Afala akuna abdan shakura. So, Salatul Duha. Here, it's a very good point. Looking, what makes you grateful? Looking at others that are less than you. Unfortunately, when it comes to matters of dunya, we look at the people above us and we keep complaining, why I don't have this such a house? Why don't I have this salary? Why don't I have such a car? No, you look at the guy that is below you and you say, Alhamdulillah. When it comes to the deen matters, I look at that guy above me. Look at him, he fast Monday and Thursday. He performed qiyam every night. He always donating. That's the guy I want to compete with, not the other guy of the dunya matters. Six, sujood al-shukr. Making sajda shukr. Sujood al-shukr is for something good that took place in your life, or you were protected from any evil. You got you were informed that you had a baby. Bismillah, sajda shukr. You were informed that the case that they accused you and falsely accused, you're innocent. Sajda shukr. You passed in your exam. Sajda shukr. A side note, there's a very popular video that's going around. As a matter of fact, the sister did the doc in the back. She's a Niqabi sister. May Allah bless her and reward her. She was telling her story. Anybody saw the video about the sister who lost her husband after 17 years? Yeah, it was going viral. So she did it here. May Allah have mercy on her husband. She said that after I found out, the minute they told me that my husband died, they called her, she went into sujood shukr. And of course, this is very touching and emotional. But did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sajda shukr when any of his kids die? Did he? No. Did he make sajda shukr after Khadija died? After his grandfather, anybody, many people died in his life. So sajda shukr is not about a death that takes place and you show gratitude. Even though she meant good, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward her again. But sajda shukr is not for something like this. Sajda shukr, like I told you have great news, Allahu Akbar, or something evil was averted. Then you go and mess sajda shukr. Otherwise, you know, there was Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, a great scholar. He starts smiling and laughing when his son died. He said, I'm very grateful that, you know, he gave him to me for that long. And you can be grateful, but not, you know, smiling and having, and he put his best clothes and people come and congratulate me. Look at this musibah. No. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ وَإِنَّ عَلَى فِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when he lost his son Ibrahim. He did not go into sajda shukr and, no, he was crying. So sometimes we go to extreme, right? And finally, remembering to become shakur, remember, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be questioned about every single ni'mah. Where did you come? Where did you get it from? How did you spend it? So when I know that I am going to be questioned, I ought to be more shakur. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ 100%, 100% you will be questioned. And subhanAllah, this hadith, this ayah was mentioned when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left, Abu Bakr left his house. And he, as he's out, he saw Umar. He said, what are you doing, Ya Umar? He said, Wallahi, I left the house because there's no food. I'm hungry. He said, Wallahi, ma akhrajni illa hadha. Same thing here. I left the house because I have no food. As they're going, they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, ma akhrajakuma? What got you outside your house at this time? He said, Ya Rasulullah, we have no food. He said, Wallahi, same thing with me. The best three men ever. They left the house because no food in the house. SubhanAllah. Look how many na'am that we have to be so grateful for. So when we know these blessings and we see how many people are deprived of them, we should be extremely, extremely grateful. And keep in mind that after every single salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, help me. Please help me remember you. Help me be grateful to you. And help me worship you the way you deserve to be worshipped. And the hadith and the dua that we all memorized, inshallah, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 15. Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tarda wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. Be among the few. Umar radiyallahu anhu, he was walking and he saw somebody. Allahumma ij'alni min al-qalil. Allahumma ij'alni min al-qalil. Ya Allah, make me from the few. Ya Allah, make me from the few. He said, what kind of dua is this? I've never heard this dua. He said, haven't you heard Allah saying in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ and very few of my ibad are shakur. So I'm asking Allah to make me from the few. So let's all become from the few, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Fajr is at 6:45. Please come and join. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.